Casino operators that want to build in Springfield have until October 10th to file an initial proposal with the city. After a preliminary review, city officials will determine by November 1st which projects will advance to a more rigorous evaluation that will eventually culminate in a voter referendum on casino gambling in Springfield. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said it was exciting to launch the casino selection competition, which he called an important first step towards what is anticipated to be the largest economic development project in the city's history.
And we're going to work very hard to make sure this continues to be done the right way, and I firmly believe that this will become a game changer for the city of Springfield.
Two casino companies, MGM Resorts International and Ameristar, have already publicly announced plans for projects in Springfield. Penn National Gaming is expected to announce a project shortly. Hard Rock International is a fourth casino operator that has looked at Springfield.
The strategy is that casino operators are competing amongst themselves to put forth the best proposal, the most viable site to benefit the business community, the residents, taxpayers of the city of Springfield.
At this stage, Springfield is expected to compete with Palmer, where Mohegan Sun has proposed a casino for the sole casino license that can be issued in western Massachusetts. Springfield officials have pledged complete transparency in the selection process and have set up a special website where the public can follow every detail. City officials had initially planned to begin the casino competition 3 weeks ago, but put it on hold after the Massachusetts Gaming Commission voiced concerns that Springfield was racing ahead of the commission, which is still establishing regulations for licensing casinos. In a compromise with the Gaming Commission, the city will slow its process. Kevin Kennedy, the city's chief development officer, said the city expects to hold its casino referendum in June, 2 months later than originally planned, to allow the commission time to pre-certify casino license applicants.
I think we made a reasonable agreement. I think they recognize the fact that the economic development aspects of the program are very important to us, and we recognize the gaming aspects of it, the financial aspects of it, is very important to them. So it was a good agreement.
In another concession to the Gaming Commission, the city will require casino operators who pass the preliminary review to pay the state a $400,000 non-refundable fee to become an official applicant for a casino license. The Gaming Commission had also raised concerns over the city's casino consultant. The Massachusetts Ethics Commission determined the consultant is not breaking state law by lobbying in another state for casino companies that want to build in Springfield. Springfield City Solicitor Ed Pakula said the Ethics Commission's opinion, issued earlier this week, validates the city's casino selection process.
That opinion makes quite clear that there is no conflict of interest.
A political committee organized to oppose casino gambling in Springfield filed a public records request with City Hall Friday, seeking a copy of the contract with the casino consultant and invoices showing what's been paid so far. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.